You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its Zero Trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the CyberWire's Research Saturday. I'm Dave Bittner, and this is our weekly conversation with researchers and analysts tracking down the threats and vulnerabilities, solving some of the hard problems of protecting ourselves in a rapidly evolving cyberspace. Thanks for joining us.
So in about 2020, the U.S. government indicted a number of members of Blackfly and a related group that we call Greyfly.
That's Dick O'Brien. He's a principal intelligence analyst with Symantec's Threat Hunter team. The research we're discussing today is titled Blackfly, Espionage Group Targets Materials Technology.
The indictment, obviously this is, these are charges and these people have yet to appear in court, but the indictment does appear to put this group in the spotlight a little bit and give some kind of insights into how these Chinese sponsored groups work.
And what exactly do we know here?
What we know here is that... It is Blackfly and Greyfly. They were often considered to be kind of related groups, and indeed a lot of vendors considered them to be one group, and they refer to them under the umbrella name of APT-41. And it seems that a number of these people who used to work for Greyfly at the time were supposedly working in a technology company in Chengdu in China, but they also had links with the Chinese Ministry of Public Security. And then a number of these people also worked with some people in Malaysia and seemed to be involved in initially in attacks for financial gain, but they seem to have branched out into more commoner garden espionage. And this is the group that's known as Blackfly.
That's an interesting element there that I don't think I was familiar with, the kind of crossover to Malaysia. I have to say, I guess I'm a little surprised that the Chinese government would tolerate that.
I think from what it would seem, certainly going by these indictments anyway, it's that there's a lot of uses made of third-party contractors. So these people may do some work on behalf of the Chinese government, but they also may do some work on behalf of themselves. And it's a very different way of working to maybe other nations who tend to keep everything in-house and closely tied with their own intelligence agencies. But we have seen other countries work in a similar fashion, most notably Iran.
So in this set of research that you all have released here, you're saying that they're targeting some materials technology companies. Can you flesh that out for us? Who are they going after here?
I can't really give you too much detail beyond what we say in the blog, except that they're two subsidiaries of one conglomerate, an Asian company, both of which are in, I guess, what you could broadly describe as the materials and composite sector. So reading between the lines, you would probably think in this case they're looking for intellectual property.
I see. And is that the typical playbook for Blackfly? I mean, what's the spectrum that they're known for?
Yeah, I would say so, all right. Back when this group first kind of came on the scene and began making a name for itself, it was known for just attacking gaming companies. And then when the indictment came out, it sort of made sense in that these people were using some of the tools they use for espionage attacks to make some money on the side by attacking the gaming sector. But now Blackfly, it's hard to say, but they seem to have kind of moved more into the orbit of traditional espionage. So we've seen them going after semiconductor companies, telecoms firms, pharmaceutical, media, advertising, you name it, really, for a very broad range of sectors. Now, whether that is at the behest of somebody else or whether they're acquiring this intellectual property to sell it to the highest bidder, who knows? But we do know that there are confirmed links with the Chinese security services there.
The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business. And what's the distinction between Blackfly and Greyfly?
There's some shared personnel between the two groups, but there are, I guess, there probably there are distinct teams, if for want is the best way to describe it. So some people work for both, but they are distinct operations. And Greyfly is probably more closely tied in with the state-sponsored espionage.
I suppose, you know, touching on the indictment, I mean, that's primarily, a political statement more than anything else?
It is, in the sense that the suspects, probably unlikely that they will get to a courtroom in the United States. But it does kind of lay down a marker, really, of we know who you are, we know what you're doing, and if you ever, if we ever have the opportunity to arrest you, we will. So, yeah, I mean, it is a political statement in that sense, but it's also, I guess, a move in the kind of in the power plays that go on between nation states.
Right. Be careful where you vacation.
Yeah, I mean, you would be surprised at the amount of suspects who are arrested while on vacation, where somebody is wanted in a jurisdiction, usually the U.S., and they're based in a country that doesn't have an extradition treaty with them, and they decide to travel, and it turns out that authorities have been watching them, and they're arrested in that jurisdiction and extradited.
What are your recommendations here for organizations to best protect themselves against this sort of thing?
I think the general recommendations about targeted attacks do tend to apply to Blackfly. And so it's lots of different recommendations, really. It's about kind of adopting a defense in depth security posture. So number one, be aware of how these groups tend to compromise your organization. Spear phishing emails are very popular. The other big one we're seeing at the moment is the exploitation of vulnerabilities in public-facing applications. The attackers increasingly are staying on top of when new vulnerabilities are found in enterprise applications and looking for organizations that are slow in patching them. And the other thing then, I guess, is to be aware of how these attacks tend to unfold. So the next step, once they kind of get access to a machine on the network, is stealing credentials. Administrative credentials are particularly valuable. So you have to kind of think about how you lock down them, like changing them regularly, adding two-factor authentication. And then they tend to use those stolen credentials to move laterally across the network and exfiltrate data. So it's, you know, it's not just about having the best of breed security software. That always helps. But there's all of these best practices as well to adopt.
Our thanks to Dick O'Brien from Symantec's Threat Hunter team for joining us. The research is titled Blackfly, Espionage Group Targets Materials Technology. We'll have a link in the show notes. The CyberWire Research Saturday podcast is a production of N2K Networks, proudly produced in Maryland out of the startup studios of Data Tribe, where they're co-building the next generation of cybersecurity teams and technologies. This episode was produced by Liz Urban and senior producer Jennifer Iben. Our mixer is Elliot Peltzman. Our executive editor is Peter Kilpie, and I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening.